Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Jonathan Zook, president of ACT, Association of Competitive Technologies, actonline.org. Jonathan, tell us about ACT.
Sure. The Association for Competitive Technology is a trade association, and we represent software developers, all small businesses, in issues that affect them in Washington, D.C., state capitals, and around the world.
Yep.
So we're lobbyists for small tech businesses.
And they do a good job, folks. They show up, and a lot of the things that you have access to and the benefit of are as a result of the hard work of Jonathan Zook to make some of the great technologies available to us. Jonathan, thank you for your hard work and your dedication, you and your team. And I'm proud to say that I've been telling my audience about you since the beginning.
It's been a long and prosperous friendship.
Yeah, it sure has on many levels. Okay, big data. Jonathan, tell the audience what big data is.
Well, as its name implies, it's a very, very large collection of information, and there are many, many kinds of data that are collected and have accumulated over time, whether it's data about the weather, population trends, data about buying trends.
Consumer behavior, customer behavior.
Yes, exactly. Consumer behavior is a big trend, et cetera. So that, and now that there's so much of it, it's what we in the statistics business call statistically significant. And an amazing amount.
Statistically significant. The critical mass, it's gotten to the point where the critical mass and the ability to slice and dice it has made it very useful, hasn't it?
That's exactly right. So some of this is data that's owned by the government. And so, I mean, one of the things that this administration has done right, I think, is make an increasing amount of government data available to the public so that in raw form, so that, you know, entrepreneurs could, you know, find ways to slice and dice it and create interesting products for the public.
But what we've also found out recently, Jonathan, is that they've been keeping something from us, right? They've been keeping some things from us, and it sounds like we might have lost Jonathan there. But folks, we'll try to get him back on before we're out of here. The one of the things that you also when you
can
also
hear me?
Here we go, Jonathan. One of the things about big data I want to get to quickly before we wrap up is the role that you mentioned. We mentioned big data in terms of the government, in terms of commercial entities. We mentioned big data in terms of government. But now we know that those two have been teaming up, right? Google and Verizon, for example, have been called upon. Google has actually become a partner with government in some ways through Schmidt, the chairman, I guess, Eric Schmidt.
That's right.
So, I mean, this is really chilling revelations, isn't it? It is to me.
Well, I mean, and that's part of the problem is that what you'd always hoped, but it was never reasonable to expect, is that everyone's data would remain their own and it wouldn't be combined with everyone else's data so that it really, really became comprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what appears to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Just that Google itself now has so much data on everyone that it's fairly comprehensive, and then the extent to which they share with government means that everybody knows everything, and that's
if you're a conspiracy theorist, you're a fat happy cat right now, aren't you? I mean, there's so much.
No, exactly.
Think about all this, and now we've got the IRS who's going to be running Obamacare, possibly being given the ability to share what they know about you financially and your health issues with other departments of the government. I mean, this is, Jonathan, isn't it starting to get out of hand?
I think it probably is. But, you know, I mean, most of us are trying to just get to our job 9 to 5, get home and see our kids, that, and
isn't
have
that
barbecues on the weekend.
Isn't that what these people hope will happen, that we'll be so self-absorbed that we won't pay attention to what they're doing?
And that's mostly what is happening.
That is what's happening. And that's the reason why I'm not quick to call whistleblowers bad guys, Jonathan. It's not a bad thing when people with all that power have to wonder whether their misuse of power is going to one day be exposed. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I think that's right. People have to do what their conscience dictates.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Jonathan, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
My pleasure.
Jonathan Zook, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Jonathan joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.